brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody, Bud Light Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia. We are live at Crab du Jour in Delran, New Jersey. Yes, that's on Route 130 North. Is it 4,000, Jeff? 4,000 Route 130 North in Delran, New Jersey. We're here from 6 to 8. We'll be going live on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philly, 104.1 Trenton, 1480 WDAS AM throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley, starting at 7 o'clock. We're going to have some fun with the crowd here at Crab du Jour until then. And I've got a tremendous cast of characters to get to. We've got all kinds of information we got to talk about. But first, as my cohort right next to me said, damn, it's good to be back with the player show.
Absolutely.
It's been 2 years.
Well, we had the rug pulled out from under us last year after a few episodes. But it's great to be back. There's nothing like being in front of a live crowd.
Absolutely.
Nothing like it.
Makes me nervous. I'm really nervous, right? Can you?
Is that what that is?
Is that what that smell is?
Yeah. I was going to say, where are you nervous?
I don't smell Jameson yet, so he's not that nervous.
Everybody, please allow me to introduce myself as well as the entire cast here right now. My name is Quimby. I am owner of the Green Legion and founder of Green Legion Radio alongside Hollis Tank Thomas, number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts.
Good evening.
To my closest right, our baseball and hockey expert and absolutely basketball expert compared to Diaz, Chris Sackmaster Sack Attack Reggie. Ooh-ha-ha. What's up, brother?
Yes, I am more of a basketball expert than Diaz because Diaz doesn't know what's good for him.
And the best part is Diaz is not here today to actually defend himself. So
it's a beautiful thing. Enjoy the show.
To his right, host of your Philadelphia Eagles Insider podcast, 26 years with the organization. 26?
24. Yeah.
24 years with the organization, always a staple figure and a good friend of the program, Mr. Dave Spadaro.
How are you, sir? Good to be here. Great. Thank you. Good.
And another individual who needs an absolute introduction, 17-year NFL career, 5-time Pro Bowler, 2-time second-team All-Pro, Bart Starr Award. I've got all kinds of other stats we're going to go through at the top of the hour to make you feel really, really good about yourself. The stat I like the most is that you played more years than Hollis, because that's about his.
The stat I like the most, he was the number one overall pick.
A Philadelphia Eagle for 3 years. Everybody, Mr. or / Dr. Irving Fryer. Woo!
How are you, sir?
Doctor's in the house.
I'm well. Do we have any shepherd's pie?
No, don't do it. Don't do it. You might hurt people's ears.
Or he's going to crack the bottles there.
Seriously.
We're going to lose all the liquor.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of this show. We are brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Any of your residential contracting needs, please contact them at 484-202-3656. That's
484-202-3656.
And how do you find them on the web?
You can get them at www.mcsinc-pa.com.
mcsinc-pa.com. Everybody, real quick, if you want to hear all Green Legion Radio shows, We have two radio shows, two podcasts, and we got another show coming up soon, but we'll talk about that later. Go to the iHeartRadio app, download that, subscribe to Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia. There you'll be able to get Green Legion Radio episodes, Ice to Shorts, Winter and Summer Sports, and of course, Hollis and I's program on Tuesday nights now that football season has started. Get tanked happy hour, but you also have to subscribe separately besides Green Legion Radio to get our baseball show, which is Chris Sack and Greg Murphy, Baseball Brunch, Bud Light Baseball Brunch. Make sure you do that, everyone. Quick Green Legion announcements. Atlanta, we're heading there tomorrow morning. We've got a tailgate at Meehan's Pub right next to the Westin Peachtree in downtown Atlanta. Get to the website and sign up. Do the same thing for the Dallas tailgate. Matt Taylor from Twin Spires, our agreement is official. Everybody, welcome Gia Sanrio to the house. What's up, Gia? There's your cohort right there, young lady. Matt Taylor from Twin Spires is calling in at the top of the hour when we go live. This is our newest sponsor. And we have a fantastic offer if you guys want to do some betting with Twin Spires. It's run by Churchill Downs, the Kentucky Derby individuals. I'm going to let Matt talk more about that, but we are, our offer for the entire season, deposit $10 into an account, a new account, get $250 to play with however you want. It's not a risk-free where you have to put up a certain amount of money and then it could be gone right away. It's put up $10, get $250 to play with however you want. It is a fantastic offer we're going to be talking about soon. Everybody, Bud Light, Stateside Vodka, Stateside Bourbon, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, The Next Sip, all Cavanaugh's restaurants, River Deck, Head House, Rittenhouse, and University City, the beautiful ladies over at Delilah's, City Fitness Philadelphia, all their locations. If you are not in Philadelphia and you are across the bridge, we have Echelon Health and Fitness. And by the way, anybody here tonight, Echelon Health and Fitness and our good friend Jeff Quinn sitting at the bar will be giving anybody that wants a 30-day free membership with 8 free Thrive sessions in that as well. That is a hell of a deal. So make sure you talk to Jeff. Jeff, raise your hand. There he is. All right, you guys. That includes employees, anybody. Bucks County Baseball, King of Prussia Diner, Cherry Hill Triplex, Dave Bavuso, State Farm. Of course, the Fin, where we will be in a few weeks, and Twin Spires. Everybody, as we always do it, it's tag time.
Well, good evening. It's September the 9th, 2021. It's the 252nd day of the year. There's 113 of these puppies remaining. And in conjunction with talking baseball, I figured I'd put some pitching stats up here because our pitching has gone into the crapper. So I started out in 1987 with Nolan Ryan. He strikes out his 4,500th batter. And also in 1988, Bruce Sutter. He joined the 300 club. His 300th save.
I was wondering, that could have been a whole different club.
Right? I know. We can't get either one of those. We can't get the strikeouts, and we can't get anybody to save the game.
What was his out pitch?
It's Bruce Sutter.
That's before my time.
Split finger fastball.
That's right.
I know. He's from St. Louis. I watched him warm up a bunch of times, sir.
Right.
You didn't know that, did you?
See? I did not.
I had a couple of birthdays. 1941, Otis Redding, and 1966, Adam Sandler's birthday today.
Oh, so Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore, yes. That's the reference in Billy Madison.
That's actually, like, Happy Gilmore, if you guys have Twitter, you have to follow Shooter McGavin. It's one of the best follows. He is unbelievable. And that's actually what has sparked the fact that we're going to have a Happy Gilmore senior tour, part two, that's going to come out over the next couple of years. It's going to be really good.
And I'm going to save the rest of my tank time for the second hour so I can give you the breakdown. It was a particular comment today. By Arthur, the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. He said that.
Oh, great ownership down in Atlanta.
No, it wasn't the ownership. It was the head coach, Arthur Scott. He said that if Jalen Mayfield had to start at guard, we all have to get baptized at some point.
That's
because
right.
Fletcher Cox is going to be right. Lined up over him. So I'll save some of that for the second half on my breakdown.
All right. Are we good?
We're good.
All right. Excellent. Well, yeah. Everybody. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. That's always our first topic here on Green Legion Radio. Broadcasting here from the Crabe du Jour on Route 130 North in Delran, New Jersey. Soon to be the Fin at the Fillmore in Northern Liberty / Fishtown, whatever you want to call it. We will be there every Thursday. I do believe we have names, gentlemen, for the next two.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, everybody, if you're here and you want to talk about the next 2 weeks, which we will be here in Delran at Crabe du Jour. Our guest next week will be Quentin Michael. And our guest the following week will be Jason Avant. Yes.
Correct.
Excellent name. Correct. So
yes. Nobody goes over the middle like Jason Avant.
This is true.
Irving Fryer did.
Yes, uh-oh. He did. Boom, chocolate.
I'm just going off of what Merrill says.
Is it the shoes?
Anyway, elephant in the room. We've got football tonight, baby, and the Cowboys are going to start off 0-1.
Yes.
Isn't it weird to root for Tom Brady, though? Like,
I hate Tom Brady.
I'm jealous, but I hate Tom Brady.
I know what you're talking about.
He's the greatest of all time, but I can't stand the guy.
But I can't see he's great.
Yes.
Why does everybody hate Tom Brady?
We're jealous.
I'm not jealous.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Jealous?
Plus, he also didn't shake Nick Foles' hand after we beat them in the Super Bowl, and I hold that against him forever. Like, You have to learn to win gracefully, and you have to learn to lose gracefully. And he didn't lose. He doesn't lose gracefully.
We could talk to Mrs. Fryer about the Cowboys, right?
We could, but she's not here right now. She's on her way back. But we can bring her in.
All right. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. However, we do have a baseball team that is in a pennant race right now, and we do have our baseball expert right now, Chris Sack, next to me. I think he might want to talk a little bit about what's going on, and we're going to give him that time to do so. So let's talk a little Phillies real quick.
Yeah, before I take Aaron Nola to task, because yet again, here we are in September, and my man is not Chris Daughtry. He doesn't know how to live in September. So if you guys want to find Bud Light Baseball Brunch now, we are no longer in our original time slot from 11 to 12 on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler on Sunday mornings. We have moved our time slot in an effort to, you know, make sure everybody gets as much football coverage as they need. So make sure you guys tune in every Friday night from 7 to 8. We record every Wednesday now from 8 to 9, kind of like what we did with Green Legion Radio. Sorry, I'm hitting your mic.
It's okay, baby.
But, yeah, so we record 8 to
it's
9.
It's big.
Yes. Long, smooth shaft, but yes. Whoa. Whoa. Austin Powers, man. Yeah. You guys haven't watched that? But, yeah, you guys can watch us from 8 to 9.
And it already takes a turn
absolutely.
Downhill.
Absolutely. From 8 to 9 on Wednesday night, you guys can follow us on the YouTube channel for Green Legion. You guys can interact with Murph and myself, and then it'll be broadcasted every Friday night. But now the time has come. Aaron Nola. I know I got into him a little bit on last week's show. But that was before the game had ended, and we knew that we were going to win. And there we are after the game, and Aaron Nola says, I'm tired of being asked the questions of September. And he didn't even know that it was September. He had no clue that that game was being played in September. And for a guy who has struggled as much as this guy has, yes, throughout the course of his career in September, you would think he would know when the calendar changed. Because now, more than ever, when you don't have a fifth starter, and because right now they're doing bullpen games every fifth day, you need this guy to step up and perform like the so-called ace he was supposed to be when we came into the season. Aaron Nola's career stats, this is just from 2018. I won't hold anything against him in his career prior to 2018, because the Phillies have actually been competitive since 2018 going into the month of September.
Sort of.
All right, because in 2018, they entered the month of September three games back. They were up for a wild card spot in 2019. They were three games back in 2020 for the division, and this year going into September, two games back. Now, we haven't lost much ground here. We've only lost half a game over the last week since we've been in September. But Aaron Nola in 2018, 2-3 with a 3.72 ERA, 9 home runs allowed. The most he allowed in any other month that season was two. Two. He allowed 7 more home runs in the month of September. In 6 starts. 2019, he was 0-3 with a 6.51 ERA. 20 earned runs allowed in 5 starts. 5 starts in 2019. 2020, 2-3 with a 3.57. 19 runs allowed, 14 of them earned. Season on the line in the last game, a shortened season, 60 games. Only last 3 2/3. The Phillies only have to win that game to make the playoffs last season for the first time in 9 years. Only last 3 2/3 with 6 hits, 3 runs, 93 pitches thrown in 3 2/3. How much of a disgrace that is.
Oh, wow.
And this year, so far, he's 0-1 in 2 starts. 9 earned runs in 9 innings pitched for a paltry 9 ERA. He was lucky that he was bailed out last week by the Phillies offense, and the bullpen came in and performed, and we wound up winning that game 7-6. So 0-1 in the other night against, right, you know, which set everything in motion for us to get smacked around by the Brewers on Tuesday night. This is just an utter lack of, I don't know. I think it's awareness that he has heading into the last month of the season. But if you're going to be paid like a so-called ace, you need to step up and perform like an ace. And Aaron Nola, throughout the course of his career over the last 4 years, when the Phillies have gone into September in crunch time, they've had a chance to make the playoffs. And this guy has not stepped up to the forefront.
But he's really not been on his game all year, right? Like, what's been the problem with Nola all year?
Listen, he's had some great moments. And Murph and myself, we went over, and you guys will hear more about this on tomorrow night's show on Friday night. But we talked about this, and it's like he has no confidence in his fastball whatsoever. And when you have the kind of stuff that, Tank, I'll get to you in a second. When you have the kind of stuff that Aaron Nola has, you rely on locating your fastball. And he has not been able to do that
really well this season. He's had great starts. He had 8 2/3 against the Yankees.
The offense bailed him out last week after posting six.
Correct. Yes. You know, he had a complete game shutout against the Cardinals back in April. He struck out 10 batters in a row to tie Tom Seaver for the most consecutive batters struck out in a row. He's had great flashes this year. It just has not been consistent. And you'd think that he would rise his level of play when he got into September, where normally is where he struggles. Tank, what do you got?
You think we anointed him too quick?
I came into the season. I remember Murph and myself on our pregame show or our preseason show. I said that with Zach Wheeler on the staff, that the de facto ace, in my opinion, was Zach Wheeler coming into the season. He disagreed. But listen, he's covered him for so long, Aaron Nola, that maybe he has a soft spot in his heart. But I knew all along this is where the pressure comes upon Aaron Nola, and he just begins to melt when the games, they ramp up more.
Aaron Nola didn't get anointed. Aaron Nola just finally started pitching in competitive baseball. And what we saw, especially last season, when they lost 7 out of their last 9 games or whatever it was, with Wheeler and Nola pitching twice, or one of them.
Yes.
So what you're seeing is Aaron Nola didn't have any pressure when he first came out. Now it's starting to mount. You know who Aaron Nola reminds me of, which is painful? Pat Burrell. I know it's a completely different position, but Pat Burrell never showed any emotion. It was very rare he snapped a bat over his leg. And it seems to me like Aaron Nola just doesn't have that ice in his veins. Dave?
I agree. I mean, they're such a weird team to figure out, okay, first of all. But I still think they're going to win the NL East. I still think they'll win the division. And I think they're dangerous in the playoffs if they can get their pitching in order, when you can throw that kind of rotation out in what is it, best of 5 first round?
Yeah, but the thing is, though, is whoever wins the National League East is going to wind up playing
the West.
The West will get the wild card. Yeah. So the Giants or the Dodgers are going to get the wild card. We will wind up getting the Brewers. Now, in the season series, we went 5-2 against the Brewers.
I'll take them.
But Brandon Woodruff, Corbin Burnes, Peralta, if you go into a short series with that pitching staff, you're in big trouble.
What about the fundamentals? And we can ask that when we come back.
Excellent. Thank you. And everybody, I do want to thank everybody that's out here with the vintage Green Legion radio shirts, the Hunter Green. Yes, we appreciate you guys. Everybody, we're going to take a quick break here on Green Legion Radio, the Player Show, live from Crab du Jour here on Route 130 North in Delran, New Jersey. Brought to you by our friends at Bud Light and also our friends at MCS Residential. MCS Custom Cabinetry, for all your residential contracting needs, make sure you contact them at 484-202-3656. Everybody, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. Hey, everybody, Bud Light Green Legion Radio, live from Crab du Jour on Route 130 North in Delran, New Jersey. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com. That's mcsinc-pa.com. We've got a couple other sponsors we're going to get to here shortly when we get on the live show. Hey, everybody. Tank, did you want to finish up some baseball as you were talking right before we went to break?
I wanted to ask him about the fundamentals every once in a while, just going in the can.
So are we talking about anybody specifically, or are we just talking about the team in general?
The team in general. It just seems like all of a sudden out of the blue, we'll be motoring along. Then all of a sudden out of the blue, it's just like we forget how to play baseball.
Well, it's kind of a flawed roster. If you look at the players that they brought back, Didi Gregorius has had a bad year. JT Realmuto made the All-Star game and hit a home run in the All-Star game, but outside of that, he really has not played well this year. I know he's batting around 260, but when you're paying a catcher $25 million, you have higher expectations. And he had an opportunity last night to tie the ball game. Runs on first and second after they walked Harper for a third time, and he did not make them pay. That's what you pay $25 million for. And I don't know if JT is hurt this season. We'll find out more after the season is over. But to me, if you're playing every day, there is no excuse. You need to perform, and he has not. And then you see the rest of the roster this year. I mean, you had high expectations for Alec Boehm, and Boehm's back in AAA because he was so brutal. He was a butcher at third base, and when they moved him over to first, he was a butcher there too.
You know, I think his career future is more slated towards being a left fielder, but the Phillies are saying he's going to be a third baseman.
Oh, God, no.
I highly disagree with that.
No, he cannot be on the hot corner.
No, he cannot be.
Because he missed way too many fundamental hits.
Yeah, easy plays.
That should not have been hits. They should have been outs.
Yeah, there's a lot of things about this roster that Dave Dombrowski will handle after the season is over. But we can still make the playoffs, and then you can make adjustments after the season's over. That even if they make the playoffs, they have no chance. They have a chance against the Brewers in the playoffs if they make it there. They have zero shot if they play the Dodgers.
Oh, no. The Dodgers showed us what it was all about.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have been running around here a little bit. I don't know if you discussed this yet, but one of the most frustrating elements of this team that you just see daily is the inability for any of our pitchers to actually lay down a bunt. and, you know, this, you were talking about fundamental baseball here. And, you know, I mean, the bottom of the order has not been terrible. And you get somebody on first base. You know, your 7 or 8 hitter, you know, for God's sake, you got to get him to second base and at least let Segura or Odubel or whoever get him in. And you just none of them seem to be able to lay down a bunt.
Yeah, I mean, Zach Wheeler's the only one that is able to handle the bat. And Nola used to have that confidence and that, you know, experience by doing it, but he seemed to have lost that along the way. And I remember watching a Matt Moore start a couple weeks ago, and he had runners on first and second with nobody out, and he could not lay a bunt down to save his life. And those are things, that's fundamental baseball. You have to be able to move runners over and get I say it all the time. I yell at my television, ducks on the pond, ducks on the pond, ducks on the pond. My wife looks at me. She says, what are you talking about? Ducks on the pond. You got to get them in. You know, all the time. I might sound psychotic to my neighbors, but it's just fundamental baseball, and you have to make it easier on yourself and the people that are behind you. You have to be able to lay down a bunt.
Right. Agreed. All right. Well, let's do this. Let's change the tune a little bit here.
Please do.
Because I know everybody wants to talk a little football.
Thanks. Damn, yes. Skippy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought that's why we were here. I'm talking all this baseball
stuff. I'm sorry, doctor. Yeah. I apologize. Right.
It's okay. You're still getting a check.
Can we change the channel?
What's the line on tonight's game?
I believe it moved up to 9.5.
Wow.
I believe that.
Why? Yeah. Explain that to me.
I don't, not Tom Brady, I don't know. And by the way, what kind of crappy ass schedule does Tampa have this year where the Cowboys get to be the lead in game for the NFL season?
Because they're the brand.
Well, we have a couple of Dallas Cowboy fans in the house.
Oh, yeah. I know. One's right over there.
Yeah, why don't we ask them?
I mean, I think if Drew Brees didn't retire, I think the Saints and Bucks would have been a formidable matchup in week one.
Irving, she's not allowed to come here.
No, she's not allowed to come here.
Well, we already figured that out. Yeah. We figured we'd get it all in today.
I only gave her a few words, and that's all I'm willing to give her.
Hollis won't even shake her hand.
9.5 points is a big number. What's the over-under?
51.5.
I can see that. But you know what?
It did drop down to 9, by the way.
It did.
If that entices you even more.
Well, that's an interesting line and an interesting over-under because Dallas is going to have to put up some points for that over-under to hit, which would suggest that the play here is probably Dallas. I'm just saying.
I took him to 8.5.
What?
What?
The reason, Dave, you're having some performance issues.
The reason they're
take the blue pill.
The reason they're on TV is their brand. The ratings are going to be crazy tonight.
Can we talk about that though?
Brand or what?
But no, Neo. If you have a choice between a red and blue pill, come on, dude.
I know what you're thinking. You should have took the red pill.
I still don't know why they're on TV. They haven't done anything to be on TV.
But they get the greatest. They get the best TV ratings.
But they what?
They've done nothing.
That's why.
Hold on, both of you. I'm going to mute you if you keep talking over each other. Yep, we're going to start that already.
So Dave. What do you think the rating's going to be tonight?
I don't know, but it'll be huge, and that's why they're on TV.
That's right.
And what runs the league? Television.
That's right.
And what's the league all about?
Money.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, but you used to have to win to get on primetime.
Well, they have won, so I don't even know who is on.
They won one.
But they don't have to
win. I'm talking about Tampa, you knucklehead.
I'm not talking about Tampa. I'm talking about why they threw Dallas on that.
All right. Well, anyway, we're going to move on.
Get ready for the slaughter. Mute
him real quick, please. Thank you. All right. So that was fun. Appreciate that. Good start there. All right. Let's do this because we have not done this yet on any Green Legion radio show. I'm going to start with Tank and work our way back. All right. We don't want to do a big pregame discussion right now. We're going to do most of that in the second part of the show. But just down the row here, starting with Hollis, we're going to start off with every game this season.
Okay.
And I want your take on who you think. So we've got Atlanta this week in Atlanta. Tank, what do you got?
I got us.
Okay. Why?
Because I feel like their offensive and defensive line is going to overpower this. They have a whole new coaching staff, and they got to learn that new defense, too. So
you're talking about Atlanta or Philadelphia?
Atlanta.
You do realize that Philadelphia has a whole new coaching staff, too.
Yeah, but we still got the same offensive and defensive line, though. And everybody's healthy.
Well, they also have Matt Ryan, and we have Jalen Hurts. I'm just talking.
Yeah, Matt Ryan's – he's done what? Okay. I'll be here all week.
He's done
– He's done what? Nothing.
Okay.
Not nothing. Nothing to make me warn.
All right. Anyway, thanks, Tank.
Matty Irving. Matty.
Thanks, Tank.
Matty
Irving. Thanks, Tank. Thanks, Tank.
No.
Thanks, Tank. There he goes. Irving, what do you got?
I'm here all day.
I didn't even ask him to, Tank. That was him that time.
I can't choose. Why? Because you have a new head coach, both sides. Everything's brand new. Everybody's all excited right now. Let me know after these 2 weeks.
Okay.
Whether, you know, if we're 0-2 or we're 2-0. Let me know. I'll come back to you after these 2 weeks. But it's a toss-up right now. Anybody can win this game.
Spuds.
Well, I will agree with the offensive defensive line. But I also say this. There's a I'll get it up there. Don't worry. I don't need your help to get it up
there. Ill.
Wow. Don't touch me.
Look away. No. Look away. Just look away. Act like nothing's going on.
That's much better.
Everybody, you're welcome.
I'll say this. Atlanta's running. They want to run the football. Arthur Smith comes from a running background. Their running back is Mike Davis, who's been in the league for 7 or 8 years.
At least really it's not Miles Davis.
Not done a lot. I just think that Atlanta's just not. I think their transition is going to take a lot longer than the Eagles. I think the Eagles have a chance with some veterans. They've got more veterans at key positions than Atlanta does.
Atlanta always seems to be a place that is a house of horrors for us. I think somewhere on the run sheet here, I think you put it out there. One win over 5 trips down there. This is a tough place to play. I know, listen, nobody cares about football down in Atlanta. It's not like, you know, one of those places where you go in and the crowd is going to be the difference maker, but it's just something about Atlanta and the Eagles. But I'll tell you what, I'm excited just to see what we have, what we're going to trot out there. It's a whole fresh start for this organization.
All right, 54.
No, it's a whole fresh start for this organization. You have a new coach, a new defensive coordinator, a new quarterback. You don't have any of the drama going into the season like you have in previous years.
All right. First of all, 1-5 in Atlanta since 2005. These are all September games. I don't know why the NFL has to give us Atlanta in the dead ass of summer. It is hotter than the underside.
They have a dome, you know.
Yeah. Tell them about the dome. All right.
They left the damn roof open and then tried to close it right before the game without turning the AC on. It was hot as hell.
I actually convinced Hollis to come up to row 21 with me during that game.
We were changing the light bulbs in the dome, man. They completely jacked us.
But not only that, their seats up top are so terrible. All right, that heat's coming in from the roof.
Yep.
All right. It had to have been, what, 84, 85 degrees up there.
No, it was like 90. Okay. And on top of that, sir.
You couldn't even see the Jumbotron.
Yeah, we could see the bad video old school primetime. They tried out old school primetime doing the hammer into the Georgia Dome. That's what they tried it out. And they stunk. We should have kicked their butt.
This was cause for the wonderful conversation I had with the Atlanta Falcons this year, where I got blackballed through the rest of the NFL in their ticket departments because I told them I would only purchase lower level tickets. There was no way I was going to put my clients through that hell, figuratively and literally, again this year. They're like, okay, we'll sell them to you. I'm like, I need this amount, but I'm not sure if I'm going to use all of them. I'm going to sell the rest on the secondary market if I have to get rid of them. No, you can't do that. Okay, then you're going to take them back. No, we're not going to take them back. All right, why can't I sell them on the secondary market? This is there's 5,000 tickets available for this game right now, and you're worried about my 30 or 50 that I might have left over? Finally, I sent an email. Bad ownership, bad executives, bad management, bad training, bad sales rep, bad coaching, bad players, bad experience. You couldn't beat the Patriots. Go to hell.
That's right
before I got the blackball list.
They were probably going to put speakers in those seats that we didn't use to pipe noise in.
Right, again. Right. Oh, my God, how empty was that stadium? But for whatever reason, Atlanta seems to have our number in September, and that's frustrating. And my concern, and I'm going to argue with you on this one all day, Hollis, I don't think these practices are enough to get you up to game speed, and I don't see this first-team offense having enough reps, having enough time together in real field situation, real game situations where they don't come out flat for the first couple of weeks. They're still going to be working on timing, but that's just my take. Let's talk, go back to Tank.
Yep.
All right. The Eagles home opener against the 49ers.
Oh, that's going to be an interesting one.
That is an interesting game, right?
Mm, that's going to be interesting. Push. I like our guys, but I got to push on that one. I'm going to be rooting for us, but it's going to be rough.
You said 49ers are one of the teams we beat last year, right? One of the four victories you had.
Thanks to Nick Mullins.
Well, we won. Eagles won.
Correct.
It's a victory. It is, for whatever reason, and Tank will agree with me, it is tough to fly from one side of the United States to the other side and play ball, particularly when you're flying from the West Coast to the East Coast. Yep. I don't know what that is or why it is, but it's tough. You're at a disadvantage, Eagles.
All right.
So I'll tell you that Seattle, we thought the same thing when Seattle played, but Seattle always wins because they're a good team. I'm picking the Eagles for every game, okay?
So I got you.
I don't think we need predictions.
I just think that San Fran, quarterback controversy, Jimmy G's not that good. I think the Eagles, again, I'm going to go with Tank's philosophy. If you're good at the line of scrimmage, everything else is going to work out. And I just think the Eagles are sneaky good. I don't think people really, consider how good the Eagles are along the offensive and defensive lines. They're really good.
Yep.
Really good.
How do we know? They haven't played.
Because the same offensive line comes back, and they're healthy now. They were great before they got hurt.
Okay.
The D-line with Fletch, with Graham, with Hargrave, Barnett,
I'm going to talk about that in a second.
When we get into it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that defensive line for the 49ers is very formidable. They're going to be able to pass rush. Jalen Hurts is going to be running for his life in that game. And that's not a knock on the Eagles offensive line. It's just simple facts. I mean, they're getting their top two pass rushers back, including Bosa. That's going to be a tough matchup for the Eagles. And then even on the outside, I mean, they have some weapons. I mean, we saw what happened last year. George Kittle torched us. What was that, 13, 14 receptions?
Thanks for stealing my thunder. Thunder.
So, that's a big thing. Who's going to stop George Kittle? I mean, that's the number one priority that the Eagles are going to have to figure out that game.
I am concerned with the defensive line in the fact that we have some younger kids who are stepping up in that tackle position in the big dog spot, Hollis.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you saw last year this Fletcher Cox experiment. I know it's not really an experiment, but I'm going to call it one. You wanted a Malik Jackson or a Javon Hargrave in there with him. When neither one of those were able to play, Fletcher Cox got eaten alive. There was nobody else to step up. So I've always wondered, and Tank and I have talked about this, did the Eagles spend that $50 million on the defensive tackle position to solidify the amount that they gave Fletcher Cox? I don't know. That concerns me. I think that unless Fletcher Cox has a formidable player next to him at all times, he's not going to be as effective. Obviously, he wouldn't be effective because they could double-team him, but you saw last year when Malik Jackson wasn't on the field or Javon Hargrave, Fletcher Cox did basically nothing.
Right, but they drafted Milton Williams.
Yep.
I'm saying I hope some of the younger kids step up here.
And I think Hargrave will be a lot better than he was last year.
Yeah, he was playing hurt last year.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we have. How much time do we got left on this one?
Can wrap it up.
Wrap it up. We're doing this without seeing the
I'll
product.
Send it to my home slice over there.
All right. I knew that was coming.
No, send it to my home slice over there. Go ahead.
All right, we got one more segment before the top of the hour. We are live here at Crab du Jour on Route 130 North in Delran, New Jersey. Everybody, the food here is excellent. People here are excellent. If you care, We have two of Philly's finest swimsuit models giving away free calendars. Sign them. Chrissy and Gia are here with us at the bar. Everybody, there's a lot going on. We've got Irving Fryer. We've got Hollis Thomas. We've got Dave Spadaro. We've got Chris Sack. We've got Slash. We got Sam. I am useless in that entire conversation. Everything brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Everybody, we'll be back right after this. Everybody, Bud Light Green Legion Radio live from Craft du Jour on Route 130 North in Delran, New Jersey. Big Sam's in the house wearing his Green Legion Radio shirt. What's up, Big Sam? Everybody, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656 for all your residential contracting needs. Mention the Green Legion and get 10% off any size order, kitchens, bathrooms, any type of house renovations. The Flow Dough is coming, everybody. The Flow Dough is coming. Remember that name. We are here on Fox Sports, The Gambler, Philadelphia. That's 102.5 FM in Philly, 104.1 FM in Trenton, 1480 AM throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley. We got 10 minutes left in this segment, and now nine. So...
Business decisions.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to cover two more games here, or try to. The next game on the schedule is the Monday night game in Fort Worth, in Arlington, excuse me, against, how about them Cowboys, Hollis? What do you got for us?
What do you think? We better kick their rumps.
Yeah, you can play that again. I'm with Hollis.
All right. Dallas. All right. Well, let's talk realistically about this game, however. All right. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give my two cents where I would normally at the end. I don't hate the Cowboys as much as some people. I hate the Cowboys.
That's the Giants for
me. It's the Giants for me in every way, shape, or form. I cannot stand anything that comes out of New York, especially that swamp, all right? And in all fairness, we've run 13 trips to Dallas in the almost 20 years that we've been doing this. And in Dallas, people there are fantastic. They are friendly. They're engaging. They're not...
They love jorts.
They're not Dallas Cowboy fans up in the Philadelphia area.
They're huge on jorts down there.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, John Cena.
who might you be talking about?
I'm sorry. I'm just looking that way.
Okay.
In general. But
talking about your wife.
Hollis is smooth as sandpaper today.
I'm sorry, everyone.
And another dude that work here. He's running somewhere with Dallas written on his face.
I said I do before I knew.
All right. I got you. Wow. One of those secrets, huh? All right. I'm going to tell a funny story that I've told a couple of times before. Myself, Hollis, Tony, two of my best friends in the world, we're down in Panama City, Panama, and we're at the Marriott, downtown Panama City. Tony and I are, first of all, Princess over here at the end takes a little bit longer to get ready than the rest of us. But Tony and I are watching.
I learned it from you.
Yeah.
Oh, you. Oh, you smooth. Oh,
you know, baby powder does take a while to spread around.
It does. It does.
Sounds like you're a little jealous.
So we're at the bar, this big bar at the Marriott, and Tony and I are watching the Rams-Seahawks game. And a guy wearing a DeMarcus Ware jersey comes in and sits down about five seats down from us, right? And Tony goes, oh, you better call up Tank and let him know. And I'm like, nah, we're going to let this happen organically. Tank comes down from the elevator, comes around the bend. You see him just get a glimpse of the bar and that dark blue, awful jersey. And all you hear is, oh, hell no. Hell no. And Hollis literally berated this guy for a half hour. He was with his girlfriend. His girlfriend even came up and said, Hollis, not Hollis, she didn't know who he was, but hey, can you give this guy a little bit of a break? You know, Hollis is like, get away from me now. It was hysterical. Anyway, Cowboys on paper. Obviously, they have a lot of weapons. You wonder what Dak is going to be like after coming back from injury. You still have that offensive line, however, starting to age. All right. On that note, in Dallas, honestly, what do you think?
Anytime you have an injury, been there, done that, have the T-shirt, it takes a good year before you can play and function, before you're not paying attention to that injury. Dak's not going to be the same. Ezekiel Elliott, in my opinion, has shot his best.
You think he's done?
Yeah. I think last year he really played like he was disinterested or disconnected.
When Dak went down?
Yes, and he wasn't connected to the team.
Does that describe his character to you?
No. I think it happened because he got discouraged because why? Dak wasn't there, so
there was no passing game.
They could focus on him, and defenses really beat him up last year. So I don't think he's going to be.
You mean Captain Ginger didn't do anything for him?
I don't believe he's going to be the same guy he was 3 years ago. No.
Captain and Ginger is delicious, by the way.
I think it's interesting. The Cowboys are so interesting because they rebuilt their defense through the draft, and they were so bad on defense. They were disinterested on defense last year. They were totally out of it on defense
average,
last
what,
year.
36 points. Unbelievable.
It was like
a
historically bad defense. But I just think that they're so talented. They are really good at receiver. You know, I think, well, we'll see tonight, but I that's to me, the home field means nothing because there's no home field advantage at that stadium.
None.
I'm picking the Eagles, but I think the challenge for the Eagles will be on the outside against that group of wide receivers.
Round the outside?
Yeah,
round
the
outside.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Excellent song.
And their offensive line is actually really good. So, like, pressuring Dak is not going to be that easy. Obviously, we'll find out tonight a whole lot.
That offensive line got holes in it, man.
Yeah, it does. Where? Who? Huh?
Oh, everywhere, dude. The guys that they were counting on, some of them have a bit of mental issues, and some of them just aren't playing.
Zach Martin just tested positive for COVID, too. So I think he's going to be – I don't know how long he's going to be out for. But the thing with Dallas, too, is they're starting out – I mean, yeah, you want to chalk them up as 0-1 tonight after they played the Bucs. I mean, the Bucs didn't lose any starters at all after last year's Super Bowl win. So you want to say they're going to start 0-1, and then they have to fly across country to go to and play the Chargers in week two. And that's a tough game. So they might be desperate. They might be 0-2 heading into that game, and the Eagles could be 1-1 or, you know, 0-2 themselves. So that right there could be
2-0.
I'd like to think that they have a shot at that, but we'll see. The beginning part of this schedule for the Eagles is the toughest part.
Brutal.
When you get to the back end of it, that's where the Eagles can really start to pick up stride and pick up wins. But for a new head coach and a rookie, well, not a rookie quarterback, second year quarterback, but a first year starting quarterback, you want to get off to a fast start, and that's going to breed confidence through the rest of the roster. And if you're going into Dallas and they're 0-2 and you're 0-2, that's a tough draw.
It is. I've said what I have to say about Dallas. I think the Eagles have the worst first six until they get to Vegas. They have the toughest schedule in the NFL that there is. So I'm just a realist. I've been on too many of these games with too many people with me. And I always get blamed for the loss. I always say, yeah, we're going to win. So I think we're going to lose. So anyway.
So basically you're saying it's
like
your
that.
Fault.
Reverse psychology.
It's always my fault. Hollis.
Yes, sir.
All right. We know how much you love Big Red. Let's talk about October 3rd. The Kansas City, led by the steak-eating fool, Big Red, Andy Reid. The Chiefs coming to town on October 3rd. What do you got here?
Push. Anytime I say push, I don't know what's going to happen.
Push. Well,
you ask me this question, and I haven't seen my team play or any other teams play, so you don't know what's going to transpire.
Well, just talking about what we think and know.
I think we should kick him in the teeth, square in the teeth. I'm just saying.
I agree with Hollis.
Let me ask you: do you think there's any impact on the Chiefs this year coming off of that horrific performance in the Super Bowl?
The only thing that I can see that the Eagles would have an advantage on is that's a rebuilt offensive line for the Chiefs this year. They completely revamped everything, so they might not be cohesive enough by the time you get to week four to where it's going to make a difference against our front four. So that might be the matchup that you're looking at there, but they do have talent there, but that's five guys that have to learn how to play next to each other.
You know what's really bad for the Chiefs is they did lose two-time Super Bowl winning LeSean McCoy.
The shadiest one?
When you compare the five up front for Kansas City to the five last year up front with Kansas City on offense, the five this year are better. They have to develop that cohesiveness, yes. But they have more talent.
Yes, they are better.
Yes, but they are better. So the only good thing for the Eagles, Kansas City, October 3rd, is the fact that it's at home. That's the only good thing about that.
Yeah, are the Chiefs overlooking the Eagles? I mean, look, right now the Chiefs are the best team in the AFC, them in Buffalo. That's just a really solid team. Win for the Eagles. But it may take, you know, Patrick Mahomes may trip over the chalk coming out the field,
like Daniel Jones did last year.
Oh, yeah, man. Everybody, we are live here on Green Legion Radio at Crab du Jour on Route 130 North in Delran, New Jersey. I'm joined alongside Chris Sack, Dave Spadaro, your host of your Philadelphia Eagles Insider Podcast, number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas, and of course, the stud receiver, five-time Pro Bowler, two-time what?
We were talking before the show. The seasons he had.
You were talking.
In 1996 and 1997, before the Eagles' offense just went right down the crapper. These 2 years that Irving had, the two best years back to back of any Eagles receiver in history.
Yeah.
Amazing. With not a whole lot around him.
And thanks a lot. And we love that he's here. And we're going to get back to that a little bit more when we come back from break. We are going to be talking to Matt Taylor from Twin Spires, everybody. We're going to talk about a gambling offer that we're going to have here on Green Legion Radio and through the Green Legion all season. Everybody, take a little bit of a break right now. Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. We'll be back right after this.
Fox Sports 1480 AM, 102.5 FM, The Gambler. There's a group that brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
Like Green Legion Radio live from the Crab du Jour here at Route 130 North in Delran, New Jersey. Wasn't sure if we were going to have the sound here, but we do. Thanks for screwing me up there, Slash. Everybody, Green Legion Radio live from Crab du Jour on Route 130 North here in Delran, New Jersey. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. We're going to take a moment from the panel. We've already been here for an hour. We're going to take a moment right now, though, and have a special Green Legion segment with my good friend, part of the old McFadden's crew, Matt Taylor, now with Twin Spires. Matt, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Quimby. How are you?
Yay, it actually worked. This is great. Having a good time already. Matt, it is good to hear from you, sir. We are in an agreement as of this afternoon. Yes, sir?
Yes, sir. Ready to rock and roll.
Excellent, excellent. I would like you, because I didn't have enough of an opportunity to learn for myself, to explain to everybody what Twin Spires is, the gaming app, what they're going to be able to do, and what the offer is going to be here. If you are a Green Legion Radio fan and you want to make a $10 deposit into a new account with Twin Spires, and what we're going to do every Saturday for all of football season.
So, yeah, Quimby, you know, obviously love the Green Legion, you know, have been a part with you guys from the old McFadden's ballpark days and, you know, couldn't wait to bring this deal to you. But, I mean, so for us, new players, it's going to be, you know, bet 10, get 250. That's on the Twin Spires app. We're a sports book. I mean, a lot of people know us for horse racing, but, you know, we're live in Pennsylvania, soon to be live in New Jersey. So for, yeah, anyone that downloads and, deposits on the app using the code Legion10, as long as you bet at least $10, we'll give you $250 and free bets, bet any NFL game you want. And, you know, yeah, that's just for Green Legion. And then every Saturday, we're going to be, posting odds boosts on the Eagles game, whether it's Eagles are, you know, plus 200 money line, we'll boost it 300 or Jalen Hurts is, you know, to rush 70 yards under or over, we'll boost that to plus 150. We'll have a different odds boost for all the Green Legion users every Saturday.
Excellent. Excellent. Love that. For everybody here at Crab du Jour that could not hear that, any $10 plus deposit that you get using code LEGION10 on TwinSpires app, LEGION10, any $10 plus deposit gets you $250 to bet however you want. And then on Saturday, they're going to offer an Eagles odds boost for all Green Legion members. You have to have an account open first. You can't just do it if you don't have a Green Legion account open. And let's say the money line is plus 200 for the Eagles. They would move it to plus 300 for the Eagles. It is a special Eagles odds bet or odds boost bet for Green Legion members. Matt, I am very excited to be working with you. I've been friends with you for a really long time. We appreciate this opportunity. Our friends here at Crab du Jour in Delran cannot hear your conversation right now, so we're going to get back here and talk to them a little bit more, and I will talk to you this week. You're going to be calling in while we're in Atlanta, yes?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Excellent, sir. Appreciate you taking the time and everything you went through today to get this thing done for us, man. I love you.
Of course, guys. Talk soon. Thank you.
All right, brother. We'll see you soon. All right, everybody. So we are back now, and it is time to move on from games, which we got through four. Which has, we're going to move
first
on,
month
though.
Of the season is fine.
Everybody, just joining us live here on Fox Sports The Gambler, let's talk about the panel that we have in place one more time. To my right, Chris Sackmaster, Reggie. Ooh-ha-ha. He's our baseball analyst. He's our hockey analyst. He's also pretty damn good and knowledgeable in just about everything else. Next to him, host of your Philadelphia Eagles Insider podcast, Mr. Dave Spadaro. How are you, sir?
Great. Great to be here.
Excellent to
talk
see you.
Eagles.
Excellent. Excellent.
True expert.
Going to jump over our highlight guest, our featured guest for just a second, to number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas. What's up, baby?
Chilling. Good evening. How you doing?
Good to see you. Good to see you. And, of course, our guest of the evening here on Green Legion Radio, 17-year NFL career, 5-time Pro Bowler, 2-time second-team All-Pro, Bart Starr Award 1988, caught touchdowns from 19 different pass. What?
Like you say, get it moving. Keep
no,
it moving.
No, no, no. Keep it moving. This is your accolades, baby. Caught touchdowns from 19 different passers. First player ever to record a touchdown in 17 consecutive seasons. That is huge.
Yep.
Amazing.
Oldest player to score four.
Oh, now you're going to tell my age.
You're 37.
No, I'm not. 56.
58.
Oh, okay. Oldest player to score four touchdowns in a game when you were 34 years old. This was for the Eagles, by the way.
Yes. La Poca?
Que paso? Third most receiving yards in a half, 211. Top 25 for every receiving category. Played in Super Bowl 20 against the famed Buddy Ryan defense. Only person to score a touchdown in that game for the Patriots. Everybody, Mr. Irving Fryer. Woo! We love having you. Hey, you and Tank and everybody that we're going to have on these shows forward, you're Eagles legends to us, man. We grew up watching you. You were our heroes, man. So
really?
If we're going to give...
Wait a minute. You said you grew up watching me? Come on, man. Your beard is just as white as mine is.
I think you both like to eat shepherd's pie.
And everybody, unfortunately, Irving Fryer has to leave now. I'm sorry. I didn't know we were in this much of time crunch.
That was a quick hour.
Irving, it is always a pleasure.
Good to be here.
Everybody, make sure you check out his podcast every Friday starting at noon, The Fryer Place, F-R-Y-A-R Place. You can subscribe to them on YouTube by searching for The Fryer Place. It's an excellent show. First episode was the NFL to the prison cell. Irving doesn't have anything taboo. He'll talk about anything and everything that has got him to where he is in life right now. Irving, anything you want to say, please, brother. This table's yours. Give yourself a plug.
Anything that I want to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
For real?
What I meant to say was...
Wait a minute. We're in a bar.
Right.
And I'm a preacher.
Awkward.
So well, no, that's not. That's where we're supposed to be.
There's plenty of alcohol. There's plenty of alcohol, so you should feel right at home.
Let me. What, wine? No, it's good to be here, Quimby. I've had several opportunities to be on the Green Legion with all of you, and it's just been a great opportunity for me to get back out, to get reconnected, and to to share my experiences. So thank you for the opportunity.
No, really, please, brother. And we have appreciated you being on our show so much that we have asked you to join us full time.
Yes.
On the pregame show.
Yes.
At Xfinity Live before every home game from 10 to 11, broadcasting on the corner of 11th and Patterson to every single soul walking by. It is the Green Legion pregame show on Fox Sports The Gambler at 10 a.m. every Sunday. Everybody should check it out. Irving, couldn't be happier to have you, man. You are a great guest. You're a great, you're a great individual, and we're happy to have you.
I just want
to
do you proud,
sir. You already have. All right, so let's get right into the Falcons matchup right now. Playing them on Sunday. All right, Jansen, you got a clip up for me, right? Yeah, hold on. Trying to figure that one out right now. It's a little. Little clip from 2018, you might remember. No? Okay.
Jansen's never on top of his
He's never on top of that.
I had to deal with him for 4 months with Baseball Brunch. He always disappoints. What
Wow.
is he doing?
All right, so we talked about this a little bit in the first hour of the show, but we're gonna dive into it a little bit more. I want to talk to Dave first about this. I want to ask what Eagles fans can look forward to in watching this first game with a new regime, a basic new impact offensive player regime, Jalen Hurts, the O-line with Jordan. Well, let's start with Jalen Hurts. Talk to us about what you see there.
Like, to me, this is so intriguing because we didn't see anything from this team in the preseason. We don't know a lot about Nick. And then we don't really know a lot about Jalen. He only played 5 games last year. He has a lot of skills. He's a smart guy. He works really hard. He's a great leader. And I think he's got a lot more around him than last year. Last year, the offensive line was injured. The wide receivers were a mess. The offensive structure wasn't there. And so they've really built this offense around what Jalen can do well. And what he can do well is good arm, mobility, can give you breaks down defenses with the run-pass option. You can do a lot of things with him. You can move him around out of the pocket. You can sprint him out. You can threaten defenses with a run. So I'm so excited to see what Jalen can do on Sunday because I think these receivers are going to help him out. I think having somebody like Devontae Smith is going to help Jalen Hurts so much. They have so much confidence together. They've thrown passes together for years. They've got chemistry. I think Devontae, and I want to talk to Irving about this, a young guy coming into the NFL. I think he's going to be a star, like, right away. Not a big guy, great feet, but the thing that Jalen has to work on is he is at times, like all young quarterbacks, he makes one read, and then if it's not there, then he takes off and runs. And he can't do that in the NFL. You have to win from the pocket.
Right, but I think what you're going to see, based on all of the different variables you've already mentioned, the fact that he's young, the fact that he can move, I think what we are going to see is that type of offense that Sirianni is broken it down so that Jalen's not going to have to drop back and read 6 defensive guys and what coverage they're in. He's going to half make the field half for him. He's going to half it where he can run out, have 1 or 2 reads. If it's not there, run. You're going to see a lot of that. You're going to see some professional football, and you're going to see some college football mixed in together. A little bit of both is what we're going
to
see.
Like spreading the field a little. He's
going to cut the field in half for him. He's not going to allow him or cause him to have to see the whole field, at least not right now. He's going to move him around, get him out in open space, make 1 or 2 reads. If it's not there, then he's going to run the ball. That's what you're going to see. That's what we're going to see.
Irving, I think if that happens, that is a huge plus for Nick. I mean, we want to see what he does with this personnel.
Right.
You want to make it easy. You don't come into Philadelphia and say, hey, we're going to run this offense, and not understand what Jalen can do for you. So if he's able to cut the field down and make it easy, build up some easy throws for him, move the sticks, I think that is a huge plus in Nick Sirianni's favor.
Now that's what you're going to see at the beginning of the year. You can't do that all year long because you're going to kill your quarterback. Although he is a strong guy, he's stronger than most quarterbacks. And I think he's real durable, but you can't do that all season long. You can't keep getting your quarterback hit. Yes, you have to rely on him to be smart, to get down, to make the throws, to get out of bounds. But that's what you're going to see.
Why don't you guys start talking about receivers right now? And then I'm going to get to the big dog, Tank, talk about the trenches right after that. But let's talk about Devontae Smith. Let's talk about Jalen Reagor. Let's talk about
Quez Watkins.
Let's talk about these young guys that we're hoping are going to be the backbone of this receiver core.
Can I give you some stats?
Yeah.
Because I am, it's not concerned, but it's going to be interesting to see what they do. One, because there has not been a lot of time spent on the field in preseason. Jalen Hurts has played, 10 plays?
Yes.
That's all we've seen him. So he's only had 10 plays with the receivers. Practicing, yes, they're getting a feel for one another, which is good. Jalen didn't have a training camp last year because of COVID. And even if he did get a chance to have training camp last year, he was the second quarterback, so it would not have been the same. So this is his first preseason with a team as the go-to guy, but they have not spent much time together in actual action. And in order to get game ready, you got to play the game. That's just my opinion.
Even preseason.
Yeah, even preseason. You can't substitute game time with these
joint practices.
It's not the same.
That's what they believe in these days.
But it's not the same. Yeah. It's not the same. We had those when I was playing.
But
it's not the same because you're not going full speed. You're not getting tackled. It's not the same. Not the same. So let me give you a few stats. Jalen Reagor, he had the most yards he's gotten in the game is 55. And that was one catch against Washington last year. And he had two fumbles. He played 11 games. He had one TD, two fumbles. Okay, Devontae Smith, we don't have anything on him. He hasn't played a couple of catches, but we don't have anything on him. So we don't know what he's going to do. He's still a rookie, though he is one of the best to come in the league this year. He's still a rookie. Travis Fulgham, he had, 10 catches? Game two, 10 catches, 152 yards last year.
Yeah,
his second game. But that was with Carson Wentz. Since then, or the year before, I should say, he played three games with Detroit, 0 catches for 0 yards.
Yeah, totally disappointing. Not a factor right now at all.
Greg Ward played 16 games. He has 81 catches, 7 TDs in 2 years.
Slot receiver.
Just okay. Quez Watkins. He played 6 games. He's got 7 receptions. What is that? You know, that's not real good. Whiteside. He's a big guy. Third year. He played 32 games.
Nothing.
Played 24 out of 32. I'm sorry. He's got 14 receptions.
Well, Jay Jones had issues left and right.
Yes.
Confidence. But we're hoping that we see something different.
But I'm saying all of that to say this. We don't have a lot of experience at the wide receiver position. They have not gotten together on the field in real-time football. So it's going to be really interesting to me to see how these guys, how Jalen Hurts and his receiving core, how they begin to gel, if they gel at all, at the beginning of the season. It's going to take some time. They may get off to a slow start. Maybe how they've been handling Jalen, maybe how they've been handling the starters in terms of not playing them during the preseason, maybe it's going to work. I don't know. I don't think so, in my opinion. We'll have to see.
You know, I do want to talk about Devontae because I've watched him a lot, and I know that you guys haven't watched him much. He didn't play much in the preseason. But he's like 6 feet tall, 175. So physically, it's not impressive. But Irv, I've talked to Quick a lot, and we watch him, and his feet are amazing.
Oh, I've seen just clips of him, and yes, he runs excellent routes. Well, he comes from Alabama. They have a professional program.
Yeah. There.
So they get good coaching, and he's a great athlete.
Can you be an impact receiver in year one?
I think so, if you can stay healthy.
I'm sorry. Is that a real question?
Yes, Hold on.
The real question is, can you be an impact receiver in year one when the Eagles draft you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The Eagles haven't had that. I mean, the Eagles really haven't had that.
Since Deshaun?
Well, Deshaun had 62 catches as a rookie. That big plays, but not like, that's not like 7-8 catches.
But he averaged like 17 yards a carry.
Yeah.
So understand this, the receiver position, you have to have a quarterback to get you the ball.
Yeah.
We hear you. Trust me, I know.
Let's wrap a bow on the receiver real quick because we got about 2 minutes. I want to start the conversation about the trenches with Hollis right now, and then we're going to lead into the next segment with that. Tank, you and I Dave, you were excellent enough to bring him on our show 2 years ago. The highlight right now, I know we have Lane Johnson. I know we have Brandon Brooks. I know we have Jason Kelce. But right now, the star on offense right now on the line is Jordan Mailata. It's the talk of the town. Tank, start talking about him, about the offensive line, and about the trenches.
Well, Jordan, as I told you before, I was watching a segment immediately after you said that they should give him the ball, and they were showing some of his rugby highlights. And I think he's a darling to everybody, not just because of how fast he's come along and been able to start and been able to pick up the game. And I watched him last season when he was getting his feet wet. And I like his nasty streak as far as being an offensive lineman. And I knew he had the determination to actually win the spot. Now, when you look at the rest of the offensive line, my guy Lane, I love what Lane does, but I'm hopefully he's healthy this year. The one thing that I will say, because I know we got to go to a break in a minute, I was happy to see that we had all 53 players that are on the roster were practicing. That hasn't happened in quite some time. If you're an Eagles fan, you know that injury list.
Nine players last year against Washington that were starters that did not take the field in week one.
Exactly. And your number one thing going into the season should be health. And the last thing I'll leave you with before I throw it to my home slice is he is correct. The only way to learn how to play football is to play football. And I have been trying to screw the pooch a little bit with talking about the Eagles doing that double practice. But you're correct.
So. All right. Well, we're going to talk more about that. I want plenty of trench conversation on the return here, you guys. You got Green Legion Radio brought to you by Bud Light and MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, live on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, from Crab du Jour on Route 130 North in Delran, New Jersey. My name's Quimby, alongside Sack, Spuds, Irving, Tank, Slash, and Super Sam. We'll be back right after this. Bud Light Green Legion Radio, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, live from Crab du Jour in Delran, New Jersey, on Route 130 North. There's a lot of information there, and Jeff keeps feeding me shots. So, yes, you, sir. All right, everybody, my name's Quimby. I'm alongside Chris Sack, Dave Spadaro, Irving Fryer, Hollis Thomas. We are talking Eagles football. Before we went to break, started talking about the trenches and the offensive line. I think Big Dog got through Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson, and time for you to keep talking, baby. Let's get some more info about the Big Dogs.
Well, I like Brandon Brooks, but I don't like the fact that he's been injured the last couple of years. So it'll be interesting to see how long that, you know, he can hold up. And the only person, I was just telling Irv Daddy this during the break, the only person I'm really truly worried about is Sayamalu. And that's just because I'm in watching film and in my film study of him. I think people have a.
You mean that Maury Povich film study?
That too.
I didn't know Sayamalu was on Maury.
Well, and watching him, I
did star
like,
in SpongeBob too.
Yes, he did. I felt like they was giving him more credit than he deserved. But I hope he steps up. And does a lot better than I've seen in the past. And I know Jason Kelce's always going to come on with the come on. So I feel like we got a good offensive line.
No, the only thing that I was going to say about the trenches and having these guys back together is it's going to set up a solid pocket for Jalen Hurts to actually go through his progressions more frequently than he would if we had last year's Swiss cheese offensive line towards the end of the year.
I think Driscoll and Herbig stepped up pretty well last year.
They did, but
if you remember, Carson was holding the ball for 4.5 seconds.
But it's not Lane Johnson. It's not Brandon Brooks.
If there's one thing
that we realized with the offensive coordinator position that Nick Sirianni had with the Colts is he's not shy. He wasn't making the play calls. Frank Reich was, but they are not shy to run the football. And I think that's something that this Eagles team is not going to go away from like previous tenures here in Philadelphia.
Does it bother you guys that there's so much age on the offensive line?
You know what? Not really. Because
Sam Allo's pretty young.
Sam Allo's pretty young. the part that
Jordan, I just don't want to have a white beard conversation.
Yeah, we don't want to have that again.
But guys start getting injured.
That's what I was going to say about Brandon Brooks. But the fact that our young guys got some quality time last year, and they were not Swiss cheese. They blocked actually pretty well. They were one of the better offensive lines in the NFL last year. If you go and check.
Dave, let me ask you this question. Simple. All right, are the older players the better players on the field right now?
Yes. Okay. Now, look, we have not seen Landon Dickerson. I've seen him up. Close. He's a mountain of a man. I've watched him from his days at Alabama. He was great.
His day at Alabama.
But he gets hurt a lot. I mean, he got hurt a lot in college.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
After that, you know, Andre Dillard at left tackle is backup. Versatile backup.
Stop it.
And I just don't, you know, you don't, you, if you lose Kelsey, like, that's a huge loss.
But that's different.
Well, is it Herbig or Driscoll that could play? It's Herbig that'll play.
Driscoll's on IR. Yeah.
No, but I mean, who could back up center? It's Herbig, right?
Herbig played in preseason at center, and Sam Allo can play center also.
Okay. I'd rather have Sam Allo at center because Herbig, he's a. I didn't like what he did in preseason.
And in this game, right, Herbig struggled a bit. In this game, it's going to be all about the blitz.
Right.
Because they're going to blitz from everywhere. And it's going to be noisy. And the Eagles NFL didn't have fans last year, so there's going to be a bit of an adjustment. They're going to go with the silent count. And so, like, the offensive line can hold up on Sunday. The Eagles are going to score big points against a secondary that's not very good.
Go ahead. You got something? Go ahead.
Yeah, I do.
If this is good.
No, I do. It's here's the deal with every football team every year, with the exception of the one that usually makes a big Super Bowl run, when they have an experienced offensive line that can actually hold together for a good amount of games, 90% of the season. Fact is, most teams, somebody's going down on the offensive line, and that's at least one. Right now, do you feel comfortable, and I want to throw this to Tank first, and then Spuds, and then Urban, do you feel comfortable with the depth at offensive line, knowing, of course, that we do have three older players on the right side? Experience means a lot, but experience isn't going to help a damn thing when you get rolled up on by somebody you can't see.
Right. And, you know, the thing about that is I like the fact that the young guys, last year they got some experience. So, and what I saw last year, I don't have a problem with it, but I'm still shaky on Brandon Brooks, though, because he's coming back from another massive injury.
Spuds. Look, I mean, if you lose a player, Herbig.
Somebody take his phone, by the way.
Herbig has.
He's sexting right now.
Checking the Philly score. Herbig has experience. Dillard has experience. They have.
Does anybody know what just happened there?
Yeah, I saw that. They'll get Driscoll.
Like a crab walk.
They'll get Driscoll back in 3 weeks. Dickerson's coming along.
He was finally cleared to practice, right?
Yeah, he's practicing.
But we don't expect to see him until midway through the season.
I don't expect to see him at all.
Okay.
Unless there's major injuries. If you lose a starter, there's a challenge. Yeah.
I agree with that. What seems to be happening now in the league is there's really, whatever position it might be, whether it's the line, whether it's a receiver, whether it's a defensive back, whether it's the linebacker, when a starter goes down and someone, that replacement player comes in, there's usually a huge drop-off.
By the way, you just said the replacements, and Sam got really excited back.
Shane Palko.
They're replacement players. They're replacing the injured player.
Right.
There's usually a drop-off. And it's going to be key this week, like you said. Look who the defensive coordinator is for the Atlanta Falcons. This cat just came out of retirement.
Yep.
He's got a Super Bowl with the Ravens. He's got a Super Bowl with the Patriots. He's got some Belichick in him. He's got some Buddy Ryan in him. So
and I used to do really well when I weighed 195 pounds. Moving on.
Listen, we're likely to see. And look, it's the Coach Smith is first time head coach.
I wish you guys could see this on video, and you can.
The crab walk.
She's really messing up my flow.
I know.
You're really not helping me at all.
The only other thing that can mess you up more is shepherd's pie, baby.
No!
Shepherd's pie? Yeah.
You had to do that, right?
Yeah.
Bottles just.
That's what happens when shepherd pie is mentioned.
I'm sorry. My wife is right there. She makes a banging shepherd's pie.
All right.
That's about it.
Hey. Let's see it sometime. Yeah. Keep going.
But you're going. Smith is the first time head coach. Yes, Sirianni's first. Both these coaches want to win this game so bad because it's their first NFL. So we're likely to see anything. They're going to throw the kitchen sink at Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, no, yeah. That is going to be key. He and Kelsey have to be on the same page. Mailata at left tackle, way out there. Last year, Mailata played, and there was no crowd. And so it was easy for him on the road. Now this will not be easy. And I just think that that's something that fans do not consider at all, how difficult it will be
on the road. Do you think we're putting
road.
Jordan up on a pedestal we shouldn't just yet? Are we nervous about him?
No, I'm not nervous about him, but I mean, slow down on Jordan Mailata.
Really? You were just talking about Landon Dickerson.
I think Mailata has a chance to be great. But guess what? All off season, the Falcons and then the Niners and then the Bucks, all these teams, they've all been the Cowboys, Chiefs, they've all been studying Jordan Mailata, and they're going to find his weaknesses, and he's going to have to counterpunch.
Well, with what they've got defensively, Atlanta. I don't see them doing anything.
That may be true.
Their defense kind of stinks.
Jarrett in the middle, Grady Jarrett, is excellent.
Yeah, that's excellent. About all they have.
Yeah, that is maybe. And good linebackers.
They're decent linebackers.
Okay, so moving on, because that was a fun
Deion
little 30
Jones
seconds.
Is good. Deion Jones is good.
Okay, you can mute Dave whenever you want as well. I'm kidding. Dave, to you. All right, because I am excited about this guy. And I think everybody in Philadelphia should be. You spoke last year about Miles Sanders and how you thought he was going to be this incredible player, which he is yet to become, and I don't think any other reason other than health. However, Kenny Gainwell right now looked like a seasoned vet in pregame. I know it's pregame. I know he's not going up against ones, but he's hitting the hole like a champion. Should we be excited about this guy?
Yes. And it's because he hits the hole so hard, that's something the Eagles really are pleased by, because they thought, well, they're going to draft him. He's going to move around the formation. He's going to be Brian Westbrook. He's going to be Darren Sproles. He's going to be a tough matchup in the pass game. But what they found out was that he really can bring it. For a 205-pound kid, he brings it, and he runs through the hole.
205 is not small.
Yeah.
Hold on. But what it is your prototypical running back in this day and age of the NFL. It is a guy who is fast, who is not as big. You still need that Jordan Howard-esque from a couple years ago that's 225 and can pound that on 4th-and-1. But at the same time, if you feel good enough about Andre Dillard, Big Puddin' Dave, put him on the left tackle and let Jordan run that ball in at 4th-and-1.
You're still calling for that, aren't you?
I am. Yeah. I will. All season.
Yeah, I don't
Jordan Mailata in the backfield, taking a handoff on the goal line from the 1 yard line. We have watched him move mountains of players, 250 to 270 pound rugby players without pads. He's got pads on now. Throw him down the middle, up the gut. Make him do this all day long, please.
I continue to laugh because as much as you and Tank trash Big Puddin', Andre Dillard, you guys actually want him to be on the field in a package where you're going to run your left tackle.
Because the
behind him.
Because the weak side defensive end will never get to Jordan in that situation. Won't have enough time. Thank you.
And that is
it's just a body standing there in the way. Anyway.
It sounds so easy from the sidelines, doesn't it, guys? It's so easy.
Oh, look at Dave talking like he played football.
I didn't play. I'm not the one who's saying it's easy.
Dave, continue on Kenny Gainwell. Please.
So, I think he's going to have a big package in this offense. He and Boston Scott, who's one of your man crushes, Quimby, I know.
He should have cleaned my car when I got it back.
Oh, he left it dirty?
And drove it backwards to take the mileage off that he put on, like Ferris Bueller.
I like the running back situation. I like Miles Sanders. I think he'll get a few more carries. And I agree with what you said earlier, that I do think that Nick will run the football and make it more of a staple of the offense. This will not be a run offense.
Does this upset you? Because last year you were talking all pass, all pass, all pass.
No. I think you run early, you pass early, you get a lead, and then you run late. That's the formula.
This is what
you hear this, Tank?
That's what they do in the NFL.
I told you basically you're supposed to keep the opposing defense off balance. We should not know that you're going to pass all the time, sir.
But when you spread this, Irving mentioned earlier, the NFL has become half NFL, half college. Spread the field, create matchups. Nobody can cover.
You saw the defense that won the Super Bowl, didn't you? They don't wait, they dictate. The defense that can, they don't wait, they dictate. They dictate what's going on. They send pressure. They stop you when they stop you when they need to.
If the Chiefs offensive line, if the Chiefs offensive line was healthy, who would have won the Super Bowl?
They wouldn't have. Okay. They still would have got dictated to. They got dictated to.
All right. So before we get our letter from the FCC, we're going to move on from that particular statement. Anyway, all right. We're going to take a break here. Come back for our final segment. We're going to take a walk down memory lane when we come back, everybody. Bud Light, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Contact them for all your residential contracting needs, 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. We are live at Crab du Jour on Route 130 North in Delran, New Jersey. Everybody, we'll be back right after this. Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, 104.1 FM Trenton, 1480 AM WDAS throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley. My name is Quimby. I'm alongside Chris Sack, Dave Spadaro, Irving Fryer, Hollis Thomas, of course, producing Kyle, and running our chat room, Samantha. Everybody, it's been a great show so far.
Samantha Brady.
Sam Brady.
Her man just took the field about 15 minutes ago. Be respectful.
We are live. We are live from Crab du Jour on Route 130 North in Delran, New Jersey. We'll be here for the next 2 weeks before we move over to the Finn, which will be in Northern Liberties, the same building as the Fillmore. Next week, Quentin Michael. The following week, September 23rd, Jason Avant, everybody. It's a great lineup of players. Make sure you come out. We got a lot to go through. We've got 12 minutes left. Dave, you had something to say.
You know, I just looked up at this TV screen, and like on NFL Network, they have a Stardom fantasy football thing. And Jalen Hurts is the number one quarterback to start. I find that really interesting. Like, I think everybody really believes he's going to put up big numbers, right? I mean, I certainly think you do not.
I think whoever put that on television is going to get fired.
Why?
Jalen Hurts, number one what?
Put up big numbers, fantasy football.
All right, so hold on. This was the stat. Put up big numbers.
Yeah.
That was the stat.
No, it was Stardom in fantasy football.
All right, well, we're going to keep moving on from
I'm
that.
I'm surprised.
What kind of big numbers? Running numbers?
Whatever. That's what fantasy football is all about. I mean, look, I
was probably that or like Sam Darnold.
Incompletion.
The only thing that matters is a win. I get it, but I'm just saying.
Sam Darnold sucks.
Quimby also failed to announce that next week Michael Diaz will be here along with Quentin Michael.
Oh, well, yeah. Michael Diaz will be here. Everybody, I apologize for that.
Deepest apologies already.
All right, let's get through this, you guys. So right now we're going to take a walk down memory lane, opening day for the Philadelphia Eagles. And if you do not consider the year 2000 as the greatest opening day in Philadelphia Eagles history, you are outside your Dave Spadaro mind.
The only competition is 2018
banner ceremony.
After the Super Bowl, yes. Banner ceremony at Lincoln Financial Field.
I'm talking about the game
itself.
The game
Agreed.
Itself.
Agreed.
All right. This is the pickle juice game, everybody. All right. Greatest Labor Day weekend game of all time. Deuce running for 202 yards. The defense on fire, and while we have the big dog right here next to us, we want to talk about a little Corey Simon, Hollis Thomas story leading up to the pickle juice game.
Oh, brother.
Tank.
Yes, sir.
Time's yours.
Well, they got Corey 6th overall, and he came in playing right tackle. Right defensive tackle, because we slid in Jim Johnson's defense. You either play left tackle or you play right tackle. We got all the way through training camp. Yeah, got to the first Wednesday practice. I had a pretty good practice playing. I was playing left tackle, left defensive tackle. Got a pretty good practice. I was at home putting those DVDs in there, and I was getting ready to watch a little film.
Yeah, but were you watching game film or something else?
Yeah. A little bit of both. Yeah, right. A little bit of both. Some game film to watch.
As a matter of fact, Rexy has a stash that I gave him last time he went on a boat. You can borrow that.
If you don't know anything, you should know I'm the guy to call for that type of material. But as I was saying, I'm sitting there, and this was back in the day when you had the actual house phone, the landline. And I looked down at my, I looked down at the call ID, and it was 215-463-2500.
Oops.
Spuds, you know what that is, don't you?
Yes, I do. That's the office phone number.
Exactly. You know what happens when I get that call? Oh, damn, what did I do?
What'd you do? So I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, what did I do? Did I get cut already or something? So I pick up the phone. It's Tommy Brady. He's like, he say, how you doing? I was like, I'm okay. I was like, he said, you remember when you asked me if I needed you to play right defensive tackle because of the way Corey, if Corey couldn't do it? I said, yeah. He's like, well, I need you to do it. So then I was like, okay, so now I'm looking at, now I have to look at, I didn't tell you this.
No, but you did tell me, and I will tell you right now. Uh-huh. All right, first of all, with Hollis playing right defensive tackle, he was going up against Larry Allen. Larry Allen. Well,
they didn't want him to get baptized. What I did tell you, I had to look at the film totally different now because I had a pigeon in front of me.
You had to fast forward two clicks to get the...
Well, no, I had to reconfigure my stance. But then the other part that I did get to was as I came into the locker room that morning, Hugh Douglas was going to say, did they talk to you yet? I was like, so you knew already? You son of an onion, you could have told me this. And so it ended up working out pretty good. Because
really good.
Yeah, it actually worked out pretty good. I was pissed off, though, on the first play because Corey used the move that I was going to use to...
Against the cream puff.
I call them pigeons. Against the pigeon, he got to get the first sack of the game to, you know, truly end Troy Aikman's career.
And it was.
Yes.
Troy Aikman was done for the season after that, right?
Yes, he was. And then he made a comment later on that season, you know, when he's working for Fox, saying that our defense wasn't that good. We were good enough to retire your ass.
So much for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah, Mrs. Fryer, she looks pretty ticked off. She looks mad.
Look at that thing.
No shepherd's pie for Irving for a week.
Yeah, this probably really, not
anything.
Yeah. This will really tick her off at Veterans Stadium on the first play of the game. Guess who sacked Troy Aikman?
In your face.
I'm sorry, babe. I'm sorry.
No, he's not. And he made a soft noise when I drove to the ground.
Wait, what was that noise? Can we cut that? Can we cut? Please make that a permanent clip. And if everybody remembers that game, first... hey, hold on. Tank. Tank.
What's that?
You got to tell everybody what Andy Reid said to you and the rest of the defense when we kicked off.
Well, I don't know. I couldn't remember if we won the toss or anything, but our new defense was up first. So we were standing at the – me and he were standing there. He's like – he said, sit down. We're up first. I was like, yeah, no. No, sit down. As soon as he said sit down the second time, we were getting the ball, the onside kick. It's like, sweet. Way to go. And all the times with the one badge.
Because the temperature on the field was?
131 degrees.
Yeah.
Yes.
You were happy to not be out there for the first play. Onside kick. Favorite play of that entire game for me was the over-the-shoulder flip from Coy Detmer to David Akers for the TD. One of the best wallops of all time. If that's not enough to get you psyched for the season, I don't know what is. But right now, it's time to finish off this show.
Put a bow on.
with Irving Fryer's favorite segment. Kick ass or jackass, everybody. We're going to start with Tank.
Okay.
Move on down the row. All right. Kick ass or jackass, for those who do not know, and you can join us out in the audience. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you a kick ass or jackass. You guys can say that at the end. All right. First one. You guys wait till the end, though. Yep. Tank. Jalen Mills knocking that ball down against Julio Jones in the NFC Division playoff game in 2018.
Kick ass,
but I wouldn't say he actually knocked Julio.
Here we go.
He was in position.
Thank
you for
I'm not giving Jalen Mills any credit.
Jalen Mills was in position.
Burnt toast. And Chris Sack, he wasn't burnt toast.
Not in that moment. But burnt toast overall.
Yeah, here you go. You ruined a wet dream.
The Falcons put up 10 points in that entire freaking game.
And he's burnt toast.
Yeah, way to go. Thanks.
Jalen was mugging him, by the way, in the back of the end zone. They never called that. But by the way, kick ass. Audience. Kick ass. There we go. 2005 opening.
I am what I am. I'm better than Diaz.
2005 opening day. Opening Monday night game. Excuse me. Kevin Mathis goading the Eagles in the pregame to open up. I want to know if there's a backstory there. By the way, I think Ike Reese was involved in that in a big way.
Yeah.
What do you guys have, real quick? Because we got 30 seconds to spend on that before we go to kick ass.
Quick 30 seconds. Ike was on the other team. He had just got to the Falcons, and he said that we stood on the emblem, and he goaded Trotter while the linebackers was out there into a bit of a fight. So I'm sitting in the locker room, and he's like, Trotter's out of the game. I was like, what? What the hell? What happened? Did he fall?
Quagmire in a tornado?
Giggity.
Anyway, Kevin Mathis goading the Eagles and Ike Reese goading in the pregame warm-ups. Kick-ass or jackass?
Jackass.
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 Jackass. Jackass. There we go. Ike Reese leaving Atlanta to play in Philly.
Jackass.
Oh. Tank.
Jackass.
Ooh.
Ike's my man. He made money. Kick ass. I never go against Ike. Ike's the man.
Should have been here. Should have retired an Eagle.
Sorry. Wrong station. Jackass.
We did beat him, though, in the...
Here we go. Broad. We only have a few minutes left here, right? How much?
Yeah, we got 3 minutes here.
3 minutes. Nelson Aguilar dropping that bomb in 2019.
Jackass.
The only man I know who's never dropped the ball is one who's never had one thrown to him. Ooh. But in that case, jackass.
I like that statement.
That was such a jackass move. He was so wide open.
He was so wide open.
Yeah.
Just jackass, right through his hands.
He lost it in the lights, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, jackass.
No, he lost it in his hands.
Yeah, no, I get that. It was unbelievable throw.
Followed up in the same game by Matt Collins' pass interference.
Oh, God.
Yeah, jackass. down at like the 10-yard line.
Jackass.
Yeah.
Jackass.
Jackass. Jackass. All right, let's end this on a high note because we only have 2 minutes left. Dawkins hit on Algie Crumpler in the 2004-2005 NFC Championship game. Tank.
Yeah, jackass.
What?
He still caught the ball. I was pissed. And we got a penalty. Leave me alone.
You guys got mad at me.
Leave me alone.
Kick ass. Kick ass.
Yeah, Doc, kick ass. Kick greatest ass. Hit I've ever seen. Kick right. ass.
I like Hollis's yeah. hit, though.
Thank you.
Jealous. excuse me. Both of you shut the F up. Seriously, wow. I was getting there. Damn it.
Waiting for Jansen with the turkey over there.
First of all,
you said it was the last
hit
one.
On Algie Crumpler. Kick ass. Everybody else. Kick ass. But to end this, before we go to anything off your chest, Hollis Thomas's hit on Michael Vick. In the 2004-2005 NFC Championship game, kick ass or jackass?
Kick ass.
Kick ass.
Kick ass. I thought that was Derek Burgess.
Oh! I'm sorry.
Kick ass. Yeah, kick ass.
You're
I have to sit on a plane next to him tomorrow. It's definitely kick ass.
He creamed him.
Audience. Slash, we got 1 minute left.
We're ready to wrap this up. Let's go.
Ready prediction. To wrap it up.
Prediction for Sunday. Come on.
Predictions for Sunday.
Yeah, we got time for that.
Tank, go.
When?
I'm still up in the air. I haven't seen enough. I need to see more.
All right.
I'm going Eagles 28, Falcons 13.
Wow. I was going to say 28-23 Birds.
Wow. I am going to say that since I am calling the game on Sunday, that I am absolutely not going to pick because we're going to be down there. So I'm going to say the Eagles lose because every time I say the Eagles win, well, that kind of comes back to bite me in the ass. Everybody.
It's a big bite.
Thank you, sir.
Awkward.
And you have to stop looking at it every time I get up. Bud Light, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. We are live from Crab du Jour on Route 130 North in Delran, New Jersey, and we Great will be place. Back here for the next 2 weeks. Everybody on behalf of myself, Zach, Spadaro, Irving, Tank,
Oh, and again, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, reach out to them at 484-202-3656. Tank and I, along with Lito Shepherd and Carlos Emmons, will be hosting the pregame show at Meehan's Pub in Atlanta Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Make sure you listen to Fox Sports The Gambler for this. Everybody, we appreciate you. Jeff, we appreciate you even more for having us here for the entire season. Everybody, we love you. See you on Sunday.